Welcome to Zachary and Mitchell Field, located on the grounds of Gibbs High School. It is the site of tonight's Region 2 semifinal softball game between the Gibbs Lady Eagles and your Fulton Lady Falcons. Gibbs entered today's game with a record of 27-10 and the District 3 AA crown to their name. Your Lady Falcons enter today's contest with a record of 20-10 overall. In today's contest, with the District 4 AA runner-up to their name, the winner moves on to face either Alcoa and Union County in the region championship game. The loser, well, their season will be done. As Fulton is up to bat first here in the first inning, leading off things for the Lady Falcons will be senior Aaliyah Martin, center fielder, junior catcher Alexis Cooper, and the junior shortstop Mackenzie Martin. On the mound for the Gibbs Lady Eagles is Abby Buckner, the all-district selection, as Aaliyah Martin digs in for the first pitch of the game. She fouls one off down the first baseline for strike one. Catching for Abby Buckner in the circle will be catcher Madison Watts. We'll get to the infield here in a minute, as Aaliyah fouls one back into the netting. First base for Gibbs, Addison Merritt. Second base, Emma Keck. Shortstop is Shelby Blake. Third base is Bree Baumgartner. Left field, Dakota Large. Center fielder, Gracie Palmer, the District 3 AA Tournament MVP. And rounding out the defense is right fielder, number 38, Taylor Selby. As the 0-2 delivery misses high and away, gets past the catcher, Watts. And Aaliyah Martin trying to battle her way back into this count. We mentioned Aaliyah Martin, Alexis Cooper, and Mackenzie Martin will lead things off. Lindy Weber will be in the cleanup spot as Aaliyah Martin bloops one into foul territory. It'll land out of play. Aaliyah Martin, Alexis Cooper, Mackenzie Martin, Lindy Weber cleanup. Chloe Brown, 5-hole hitter. Savannah Brown, the 6-hole hitter. Cassie Vaughn in the 7-hole spot. Aliyah Knighton, 8-hole hitter, and to round out the batting order for the Lady Falcons is number 32 designated player Renee Howell, as Aaliyah Martin chases one out of the zone for out number one and strikeout number one for Abby Buckner. And in steps the catcher for the Lady Falcons, junior Alexis Cooper, who had a really good district tournament at Alcoa last week, as she fouls one off into the padding behind home plate. And she falls behind 0-1. The tale of two teams here is Gibbs, one of the most prominent programs in Tennessee. Meet the Lady Falcons, Coach Brian Cochran and Coach Jeremy Gill. They're trying to rebuild this program. They come in, as we said in the opening, with a record of 20-10 overall. And we believe that that's the first time they've won 20-plus games in quite some time, as Alexis Cooper hits one softly to the second baseman, Emma Keck. She moves to her right and retires Alexis Cooper for out number two. Two down. In steps the junior shortstop, Mackenzie Martin, trying to avoid being put down in order here in the top of the first. Martin watches ball one, just misses. We were saying, Gibbs Lady Eagles, they have a total of 10 state titles, 33 state tournament appearances, while your Fulton Lady Falcons, they have yet to reach a state tournament in school history. So as we said, a tale of two programs, and that's the case here tonight, as Coach Carol Mitchell, who I believe took over for the Gibbs softball program in the early to mid-90s. She's done a wonderful job. I believe she's won three state titles to her name since she's been the head coach. As Mackenzie Martin battling here, fouls off one into the netting. And she's behind now at 1-2 with two outs and nobody on. Martin continues to battle, fouls that one off into the netting. Sammy Vaughn lets out a shriek as he thought that ball was headed in his direction. Luckily, the netting caught it. Don't worry, Sammy. You'll be okay. 1-2 delivery on its way. Did she go? The appeal to first base. She did not. And the count now even at 2. Abby Buckner in the circle. Already 1 strikeout to her name. In the top of the first, 2-2 delivery on its way. Mackenzie Martin lines one to short. Shelby Blake. Looked like it was going to go over her head. She was able to corral it for out number 3. No runs, no hits, nobody left on here in the top half of the first. We move to the Gibbs side of the first inning. Your score is Gibbs nothing, Fulton nothing. This is Fulton softball, 91.1 WKCS, Knoxville. Zachary and Mitchell Field, located on the grounds of Gibbs High School, is the site for tonight's Region 2 AA semifinal softball game between Gibbs Lady Eagles and your Fulton Lady Falcons. In the circle starting for the Lady Falcons is the ace, number 2, Lindy Weber. Catching for her behind the plate is junior Alexis Cooper. Third base to first base will go in that order. Third base, Chloe Brown. Shortstop, Mackenzie Martin. Second base, Cassie Vaughn. And to round out the infield is first base, Savannah Brown. We move to the outfield. Left field is Aliyah Knighton. Center field, heart and soul of the Lady Falcons team, one of the 2 seniors, Aaliyah Martin, is in center. And to round out the outfield is right fielder Angela Gunter. Miss Weber's last outing last Thursday against the Alcoa Lady Tornadoes, it was a 3-0 game going into the fourth inning. The Alcoa Bats, however, were relentless. They opened that game up, putting across 3 in the fourth and 5 in the bottom of the fifth. The final score of that game was 12-0 as the Alcoa Lady Tornadoes ended up run-ruling our Lady Falcons, but they've made it to a region semifinal game the second time in 3 years. If we remember, back in 2019, these 2 teams met. Same situation in the Region 2 AA softball semifinal game. Gibbs won that game by a score of 10-0 as the leadoff hitter. Shelby Blake, the shortstop, watches ball 1-2 high. Batting order for the Gibbs Lady Eagles is Shelby Blake leadoff. Dakota Large, the right fielder, is the 2-hole hitter. Bree Bumgardner is the 3-hole hitter. As the 1-0 delivery on its way, perfectly placed bunt gets past Lindy Weber. Chloe Brown, the charging third baseman, it gets past both of them. Mackenzie Martin will corral it at shortstop, but that'll be an infield single for Shelby Blake. Number 6, could not place the bunt any better. As the charging Chloe Brown came up from third, Lindy Weber cannot get it to her right. And it wiggled its way right in between them. And Mackenzie Martin finally crowded it short. And now Shelby Blake, the leadoff runner, is on at first. She takes off for second. Alexis Cooper throw down to Mackenzie Martin. Throw was in time, but Shelby Blake is under the tag. And that'll go down as a stolen base for leadoff hitter Shelby Blake and a runner in scoring position. Pitch on its way. It's bunted behind Alexis Cooper. She throws off her mask but is not able to reach it. As now the count runs even at 1. There was an opportunity to catch it, but the backspin that was put on it proved to be too much for Alexis Cooper, and it falls harmlessly to the dirt. 1-1 delivery on its way. She squares around to bunt. Lindy Weber charging up from the circle. Extends her left arm. And she's able to record out number 1. As if that would have fallen, that would have been damage for the Lady Eagles. Luckily, a very athletic play by Lindy Weber prevents Shelby Blake from advancing to third as in steps third baseman number 9, Bree Bumgardner. 1 out. Shelby Blake on second as Bumgardner watches a strike that catches the top part of the zone, and she falls behind at 0-1. Shelby Blake on second. Reed Bumgardner in the batter's box as she swings and misses at a strike high and out of the zone for strike 2. And now Lindy Weber works ahead in the count at 0-2. Delivery. Swing and a miss. Gets her chasing the high cheese. That'll be Miss Weber's first strikeout of the game, the second out of the inning. And now Fulton is one out away from getting out of this jam. And in steps the center fielder, Gracie Palmer, the District 3 AA Tournament MVP last week. Lindy Weber's got to be careful here. As in steps Gracie Palmer into the box. She fouls one back onto the press box. Somehow hits the top of the press box and almost takes out a fan, but it falls harmlessly to the concrete. And Lindy Weber works ahead 0-1 in the count. Two outs, Shelby Blake of Gibbs High School on second. As the 0-1 delivery is fouled off into the netting by Gracie Palmer. And now Lindy Weber works ahead again 0-2 in this count. O2 delivery on its way. Looked at for strike three. Just catches the inside corner. The Gibbs faithful are not pleased with that one, but I tell you, the Fulton faithful is as they get out of the jam. No runs on one hit, and they strand Shelby Blake at second as we move to the top half of the second inning. Still no score. This is Fulton softball, 91.1 WKCS Knoxville. We're back here at Gibbs High School as this Region 2 AA semifinal softball game moves to the top of the second. Fulton bats have been cold the last couple of games. Last game against Alcoa in the District 4 AA championship game, we combined for only one hit and no runs as we lost that game 12-0. And in the first inning, Abby Buckner, who's in the circle for the Gibbs Lady Eagles, struck out Aaliyah Martin, the leadoff hitter. Alexis Cooper then popped up to the second baseman, Emma Keck. And Mackenzie Martin popped up to the shortstop, Shelby Blake, to end the inning as they were put down in order, 1-2-3. And in steps, Lindy Weber, cleanup hitter and pitcher. Had a home run against Scott in the District 4 AA elimination game last Thursday. Recorded her 200th strikeout in that game as well. That's 200 on the season, folks, as her junior year campaign has been one to remember, and she looks to prolong this season as a win here today will guarantee a region championship game and a sectional game. A loser, however, their season is done as the 0-0 delivery is looked at by Weber for ball one. Weber digs back in, and she looks at ball two. Up and away out of the zone, and she works ahead in this count. Fulton dugout lively as they bang on the brick and the wood in the dugout, and Lindy Weber watches ball three. Hitters count at 3-0, and I believe the take sign will be on for Coach Brian Cochran as we look to get our first base runner here. Abby Buckner says, I got something else for you. It's a pitch right down Broadway for strike number one. 3-1 count. Pitch on its way, and it's ripped to the shortstop, Shelby Blake. She corrals it, throws it over to first. Addison Merritt is there to corral it. She'll get the put out as Lindy Weber grounds out to the shortstop, Shelby Blake, for out number one. Almost ate up Shelby Blake at first, but she was able to gather herself and corral it, throw it over to Addison Merritt at first, and that'll be out number one as in steps third baseman, five-hole hitter Chloe Brown. First pitch is looked at for ball one. Beautiful night for softball here as it's no wind in sight. Bit of an overcast night, but it's 75. And it is a beautiful day for softball as Chloe Brown rips it to Addison Merritt at first. Goes in between her legs, but the glove stopped it from going into the outfield. She's able to corral it and step on first. for out number two. Very good contact there by Chloe Brown. And if Addison Merritt does not get a glove on it, that's a single to right field as in steps Savannah Brown, first baseman. Two out, nobody on here in the top of the second. Savannah Brown fouls one back into the netting and falls behind 0-1. Oh-1 pitch on its way. It's fouled over the netting, and that'll play onto the roof of Gibbs High School. As she's been late on the two pitches here in this count. Trying to square one up here. As she's down 0-2 in this count. Two outs, nobody on. 0-2 delivery is outside as Abby Buckner tries to get Savannah Brown chasing. Brown lays off and tries to work her way back here. 1-2 delivery. Fouled off again. And she's battling here as she fouls another one onto the roof of Gibbs High School. Coach Brian Cochran telling her to look for her pitch. Square one up and put one in play here. As Fulton, the five hitters that have been up have all been retired as Savannah Brown looks at one on the inside corner for strike three. That'll be Abby Buckner's second strikeout. Third out of the inning as we move to the Gibbs half of the second inning. Still no score here at Zachary and Mitchell Field. You're listening to Fulton Softball, 91.1 WKCS, Knoxville. Welcome back to Gibbs High School. Region 2 softball here, the semifinal game. Winner moves on to play the winner of Alcoa and Union County. As those two teams have started play at 6:30. We'll try to get you a score on that game as hopefully somebody's keeping us up to date. But the winner, as we said, plays the winner of Alcoa and Union County. Loser will be packing things up for the season. And we mentioned at the start of the broadcast that this is a tale of two programs. Gibbs, 33 state tournament appearances, 10 state titles. Yes, you heard me correct. A third of the time that they go down to Murfreesboro for the spring fling, they are bringing home some hardware in the form of a state championship. That's pretty good numbers, if you ask me. As in steps, second baseman Emma Keck, five-hole hitter, to lead off the bottom of the second. Pitch catches the hip of second baseman Emma Keck. She will take her free pass to first base. And in the two innings so far, both leadoff runners have reached. Shelby Blake back in the first via a bunt. Now Emma Keck reaches first after being hit by the pitch. And in steps Bridget Scully, the DP, squares around a bunt. Lays one down right to the first baseman, Savannah Brown. She throws it over to Cassie Vaughn, who's covering the bag. That'll go down as an E4. As it was in her glove. Cassie Vaughn cannot corral it. Everybody's safe. As Emma Keck moves to second. Bridget Scully, the DP, now at first with nobody out. Nobody out. Two on. As Lindy Weber starts her out with a rise ball up in the zone. Addison Merritt tries to lay down a bunt, but it's fouled off into the netting for strike one. Again, Addison Merritt, seven-hole hitter, first baseman, is now up to the dish for her first AB. She squares around a bunt. Third baseman, Chloe Brown, charging in, just misses it as she dives for it, and everybody will be safe. As now, the bases are loaded here with nobody out. As Addison Merritt lays down a bunt, Chloe Brown charging in, tries to dive for it, but she's just under it. And everybody's safe, and everybody's at a bag. as in steps Madison Watts, the catcher. Watches ball one high. Gibbs now 1-for-3 with runners in scoring position. Trying to improve that here. Pitch is left over the heart of the plate. Madison Watts is just under it. She knows it as she fouls that off into the netting for strike one. Count is now even at one. Emma Keck at third. Bridget Scully at second. And Addison Merritt at first. Madison Watts at the dish. Nobody out. And the count's even at one. Pitch is too high. And that'll be ball two. As Watts works ahead, 2-1. Go Madison. 2-1 delivery. It's lined. Deep left field. Elia Knighton catches it, dives, throws home. Throw will not be in time. Scully and Merritt move from second to third and first to second. And that'll be a sacrifice fly.
Next batter, number 38, Taylor.
For Madison Watt. Emma Keck comes around to score. Bridget Scully tags up from second, moves to third. Addison Merritt tags up from first and moves to second. As in steps Taylor Shelby, nine-hole hitter, right fielder. Lays down a bunt into foul territory. Alexis Cooper thought about diving for it, but the brick wall had her change her plans. Gibbs scratches across a run. Emma Keck comes all the way around after being hit by the pitch to make the score 1-0 with one out. 0-1 count with runners on second and third for the Gibbs Lady Eagles here. Taylor Selby watches ball one and works herself even now at one. One out. Runners on second and third as the 1-1 delivery to Selby squared around a bunt, pulled it back in time, and that'll be ball two. The lefty, Selby, slap hitter, trying to lay down a bunt, drive home two more runs. She lays one down, but it rolls just foul. And that'll even the count at two. Lindy Weber, who recorded her 200th strikeout against Scott last Thursday, trying to get out of this jam here. As it's lifted over the netting. Onto the top of the press box. We're waiting for it to roll back. As it'll stay on the top of the press box, and count is now even at two. A strikeout here would be huge for Lindy Weber and the Falcons, as a swing and a miss by Selby. And that's exactly what we needed.
Now batting number three, Selby Blake.
As the strikeout. Lindy Weber's third on the evening, gets out number two in this inning, and now we're back at the top of the order. Shelby Blake, who reached on a bunt back in the first, then stole second, but then was stranded in the first inning. Trying to drive two runs home as she looks at strike one on the inside corner. One delivery on its way. It's hit sharply to Cassie Vaughn. Just gets under her glove. Scully will score. Mendler will score. And Shelby Blake will have a stand-up 2-RBI double. As Cassie Vaughn moved to her left. Could not corral it. And Bridget Scully will score to make the score 2-0. Addison Merritt comes all the way around from second to make the score 3-0. With two out and Shelby Blake on second. Dakota Large. Looks at ball one, gets past the catcher Alexis Cooper, and Shelby Blake will have a free pass to third. Dakota Large, left fielder, popped up to the pitcher back in the first inning, trying to drive home Shelby Blake as Gibbs has put across three here in the bottom of the second to go up 3-0 over your Lady Falcons as the count's 2-0 in favor of the hitter Dakota Large. As that pitch misses just high, questionable call, but he called it a ball, and now it's 3-0 in favor of the hitter Dakota Large. Pitch on its way. It's looked at for ball four. Last two pitches were up in the zone. Could have been called strikes. Blue said they were balls, and that'll be a walk. As in steps third baseman Bree Bumgardner with runners on the corners and two out. Bumgardner looks at strike one. Dakota Large will take off for second. There will be no throw. And now there's runners at second and third with an 0-1 count. Pitch looked at. For strike two. And now Bumgardner looking to protect here. Put a ball in play with 0-2 count and two outs. She struck out swinging back in the first, trying to avoid striking out again here in the second inning. As she stays alive, fouls that one out of play. And she's looking to battle here. As Blue asks for some more softballs. And Bumgardner steps in. 0-2 delivery. Swung on and missed. A late swing by Bumgardner. And Lindy Weber whips it past her for out number three. Her fourth strikeout on the evening, but Gibbs scratches across three here in the bottom of the second to make the score 3-0 in favor of Gibbs High School as we move to the top of the third here. Fulton softball, 91.1 WKCS Knoxville. Coryton, Tennessee here. Gibbs High School at Zachary and Mitchell Field for tonight's Region 2 AA semifinal softball game. The winner moves on to face either Union County or Alcoa in the region championship game and guarantees themselves a sectional game, either home or away. The loser, as we said before, their season is done. As they came over the PA just a moment ago during a break and announced that Union County has the lead over Alcoa by a score of 4-2. They're in the bottom of the fifth inning in that one. They also mentioned that Gibbs Baseball was leading Alcoa 4-0 in the top of the fourth inning. As we are at Gibbs High School here, getting ready for the top of the third.
Leading off for Fulton, number seven, Cassie Vaughn.
As in steps Cassie Vaughn, second baseman. One of two seniors on this Fulton squad. And she tries to represent the first base runner for Fulton. Thank you for joining us here on 91.1 WKCS Knoxville. Fulton softball as Cassie Vaughn lines one over towards first base, Addison Merritt. It's over her head and it sails foul. And she falls behind 0-1. A beautiful night for softball. 75 degrees, bit of overcast here in Coryton. But there's absolutely no wind in sight, which I love for my position because that means my papers will not fly every which way. As Cassie Vaughn sees two pitches and fouls off two pitches and falls behind 0-2. 3-0 in favor of the Gibbs Lady Eagles. As the 0-2 delivery looked on for strike three. And out number one of the inning.
Next batter, number 13,
as that is the second strikeout this evening that's hit the inside corner. Abby Buckner now moves her strikeout total to 3 on the evening. As she will face Alaya Knight, the left fielder, in her first plate appearance. As Alaya fouls one out of play. Clips a Gibbs fan in the leg. She rubs some dirt on it. She's just fine. As Alaya Knighton falls behind 0-1. That one almost hit Sammy Vaughn in the bleachers. We must protect Slamming Sammy at all costs. O-2 count. Pitch on its way, and Alaya Knighton rips one in between, short and third. And she squared that one up. Beautiful piece of hitting from Alaya Knighton. First hit, first base runner for the Lady Falcons. As shortstop Shelby Blake and third baseman Bree Bumgarner had no chance of getting that one. Great piece of hitting from the junior, first-year player, Alaya Knighton. She gets a one-out single. Renee Howell, the designated player, nine-hole hitter, steps in and swings and misses under that one for strike one. Good crowd on hand here as they know the importance of this game as Renee Howell looks at strike two just on the outside corner. As we were mentioning, a great crowd on hand is Gibbs softball and Gibbs baseball. The heart and soul of this town in Corryton, Tennessee, is Renee Howell swings and misses for strike three. Catcher Watts threw down to first as Alaya Knighton was getting a hefty lead. Watts trying to keep her honest at first. And in steps leadoff hitter, Aaliyah Martin, who struck out back in the first. Trying to move Alaya Knighton around with two outs. She digs in. Pitch misses low for ball one. And Aaliyah, works ahead here. She squares up on that one, but it's just a bit foul, for my position. I can't see the foul line. She was just a bit early on that one, and it sailed just foul down the third base line. Pitch on its way, fouled off into the glove of Madison Watts for strike two. As Aaliyah Martin tries to avoid going 0 for 2. Here in this AB, she fouls one onto the roof of Gibbs High School. And she's battling here with a 1-2 count and two outs. Alaya Knighton on first. As your Lady Falcons are down to the Gibbs Lady Eagles by a score of 3-0. Swing and a miss. Gets her chasing something outside in the zone. It would have been a strike anyway, so I'd rather go down swinging as that'll be the fifth K for Abby Buckner on the evening. No runs, one hit, and we strand Alaya Knighton at first base as we move to the bottom of the third here. Score still remains Gibbs 3, Fulton nothing. This is Fulton softball on 91.1 WKCS, Knoxville. Harbison's Crossroads here, Gibbs High School. Thank you to Russell Mays for the assist on that one as we're here at Zachary and Mitchell Field. Your score through 2.5 innings here as we're in the bottom half of the third. Gibbs 3, Fulton nothing. As leading off things here in the third inning is center fielder Gracie Palmer. Struck out looking back in the first for out number 3. She tries to keep the trend going of leadoff runners reaching here. As in the first, Shelby Blake did so. And Emma Keck did so back in the second. Gracie Palmer trying to do the same thing as those two ladies did. With the reaching as the leadoff runner. She squares around a bunt. It's bunted to Savannah Brown, first baseman. Cassie Vaughn will cover the bag. Throw is just a bit high, but Cassie Vaughn is able to corral it.
Now batting number 15
for out number one. And that's a good way to start the inning, retiring batter number one as in steps second baseman Emma Keck, who was hit by a pitch last inning, came all the way around to score. For the first run of the game as she watches ball one high and away. That one popped up to second baseman Cassie Vaughn. She moves to her left and records out number two. All two putouts are given to Cassie Vaughn. As Fulton tries to go three up, three down here in the bottom of the third. In steps Bridget Scully, reached on an E4 back in the second, came all the way around to score for run number two of the game as that pitch just catches the outside corner. Nice little changeup for strike one. Score still, Gibbs 3, Fulton nothing. As Bridget Scully looks at that rise ball that just misses for ball one. Pitch is inside again. Bridget Scully looks at that one for ball two. Two-one delivery. Looked at for ball three. As we mentioned, Bridget reached on an E4 back in the second. Came around to score. As she tries to get the two-out rally going here for Gibbs in the bottom of the third. She pops one up. Savannah Brown, the first baseman, will have it. And that'll be out number three. Three up, three down here in the bottom of the third as we move to the top of the fourth. Score still remains. Gibbs 3, Fulton nothing. This is Fulton softball, 91.1 WKCS Knoxville. Welcome back to Gibbs High School. Zachary and Mitchell Field here on the outskirts of the Gibbs High School campus as we are in the top of the fourth inning. Abby Buckner still in the circle. So far on the evening, she struck out five Fulton batters. She's only allowed one hit, no runs, and no earned runs. As until Alaya Knighton in that last inning, she had retired seven in a row before Alaya Knighton ripped one in between the shortstop and third baseman. She was then stranded after Renee Howell struck out for out number two and Aaliyah Martin struck out for out number three back in the bottom, the top of the third. As leading things off for Fulton, it's Alexis Cooper. Behind her, it'll be Mackenzie Martin. And then Lindy Weber is who Abby Buckner will face here in the Fulton side of the fourth inning.
Leading off for Fulton, number one, Alexis Cooper.
Your score, ever since the second inning, has remained Gibbs 3, Fulton nothing. As the winner will advance to the region championship game and a sectional game. The loser, their season is done as Alexis Cooper digs into the batter's box here. She rips one to the third baseman, Shelby Blake. She throws over to Addison Merritt for out number one. Great contact by Alexis Cooper as Shelby Blake will get the assist. Addison Merritt the putout. And it's one down here in the top of the fourth. As in steps junior Mackenzie Martin. She looks at strike one on the outside corner. She popped up to the shortstop Blake back in the first inning. It was a well-hit ball. Almost went over the shortstop Blake's head, but it was an acrobatic catch from Shelby Blake back in the first inning. 0-1 delivery. Misses away. Count now even at one. pitch misses high for ball two. And Mackenzie Martin works ahead at 2-1. Triple-A softball, Powell defeats William Blunt to advance to the region championship game. They will face Farragut most likely in that region 2 Triple-A softball championship game. As Mackenzie Martin fouls one off into the netting, and the count's even at 2. Two, one out, nobody on. As Mackenzie Martin bloops one foul down the first base line, and she's battling here. Shout out Jody Wright in the stands here for this softball game. Jody Wright. As I believe the last time that the Fulton softball team reached a region championship or a sectional game, it was when Coach Wright was at the helm of the Lady Falcons softball team back in, I believe, the 1920s. Shout out Coach Wright. As Mackenzie Martin bloops one over to the second baseman, Emma Keck. She moves to her right and records out number 2. And in steps cleanup hitter, pitcher, Lindy Weber, who grounded out to short back in the second inning. Only one runner has reached, only one hit thus far for the Lady Falcons as Abby Buckner is making short work of the Lady Falcons. Lindy Weber grounds one over to second baseman Emma Keck. And that'll be out number 3 as Emma Keck throws it over to Addison Merritt. And that will retire the side. 3 up, 3 down here in the top of the 4th. We move to the bottom of the 4th. With Gibbs ahead, 3-0. This is Fulton softball, 91.1 WKCS, Knoxville. Bottom half of the 4th inning here. Gibbs still in front of Fulton by score of 3-0 as leading things off here in the bottom of the 4th. Is first baseman Addison Merritt. She reached on a bunt single. Back in the second, came all the way around to score to make the score 3-0 back in the second inning. Moving on to baseball. Region 1 or Region 2, Triple-A baseball, not entirely sure. Middle of the 5th inning, it's Powell 2, Hardin Valley Academy 1. As Colton Reynolds has retired the last 13 batters he's faced. And Powell looking to eliminate Hardin Valley Academy and face Farragut High School in the Region 2 AAA Baseball Championship game on Wednesday. But right now we're focused on Fulton and Gibbs here in the Region 2 AA semifinal game. Gibbs is ahead 3-0. As leading off things, as we said before, is Addison Merritt. Lindy Weber starts her out with a rise ball that Merritt swings on and misses. As Addison Merritt looks at strike 2. And she falls behind 0-2. Delivery on its way. Misses high, ball 1. Delivery on its way. It's fouled off behind home plate. And the count remains at 1-2. Count. Nobody on, nobody out. As Addison Merritt, the leadoff hitter, is battling with Lindy Weber. She loses that battle. Swing and a miss for strike three for out number one. And now Lindy Weber's retired her last four. Region 2, AA, AAA baseball. Farragut leads Central 6-1 into the third inning. Excuse me, that game has gone final. That was a previous update. Farragut's won that game 11-1. That one went final in five innings. So Farragut will face either Powell or Hardin Valley. As the 1-0 delivery to Madison Watts is looked at for strike one. Madison Watts had a sacrifice RBI back in the second. That drove in Addison Merritt as she pops one up to the shortstop, Mackenzie Martin. She's under it. And that'll be out number two.
Next batter, number 38, Taylor.
As Lindy Weber's retired her last five. She's settling into a groove here. As in steps right fielder Taylor Selby. Nobody on, two outs. Bottom of the fourth here as Gibbs leads Fulton 3-0. That one misses inside for ball one. One-oh delivery is hit into left field. Aliyah Knighton. Looked like she almost misjudged it, but she's able to glove it for out number three. And now that's six in a row that Lindy Weber has retired. As no runs, no hits, nobody left on here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Score still remains Gibbs 3, Fulton nothing. As we move to the top of the fifth inning. This is Fulton softball, 91.1 WKCS Knoxville. We're back here at Harbison's Crossroads. Gibbs High School, your score, Gibbs 3, Fulton nothing. As we are in the top half of the fifth inning, due up for the Lady Falcons. It's third baseman Chloe Brown, first baseman Savannah Brown, and then second baseman Cassie Vaughn. As Fulton struggling hitting for the second game in a row, looking to turn that around. They've combined for one hit, only one base runner, and Aliyah Knighton. Back in the third, she was stranded as they were unable to produce any runs, any damage here. As we're trying to get the bats going. Down 3-0 here, top of the fifth inning. Again, winner moves on to face either Union County or Alcoa. I believe Union County was winning that contest last time we checked. The loser's season is done as Chloe Brown digs in. Pitches. Skipped to the catcher Madison Watts for ball one. As Chloe Brown hits one sharply to Bree Bumgardner over at third, she whips one over to the first baseman, Addison Merritt. And that'll be out number one. And in steps Chloe's sister, Savannah Brown. Struck out looking back in the second. Trying to put a ball in play here as we've got one down and nobody on. She looks at ball one in the dirt. Abby Buckner's retired her last five as Savannah Brown loops one over to third at Bree Bumgardner. She whips it over again to Addison Merritt for out number two. And in steps Cassie Vaughn, the senior second baseman. Struck out looking back in the third. And she's had a tough postseason, but she's as gritty as they come. one of the two seniors on this Fulton squad, and she fouls one back into the netting. First strike one. Pitch number two is looked at for ball two. One delivery on its way. Cassie Vaughn just under it. And now she's behind at 1-2. She bloops one over to third baseman Bree Bumgarner again. And she records out number three. As all three batters ground out to Bree Bumgarner at third. And they are retired in order here as we move to the bottom of the fifth inning here. Gibbs still in front, 3-0 over your Fulton Lady Falcons. This is Fulton Softball, 91.1 WKCS, Knoxville. Welcome back to Gibbs High School for this Region 2 semifinal softball game. Lindy Weber still in the circle for the Lady Falcons. Good night of work thus far. As she's recorded 5 strikeouts to her name, giving up 3 runs, only 2 of which were earned. As all 3 of Gibbs' runs came in the bottom of the second. But recently, the past 2 innings, Lindy Weber has retired them in order. 3-3 now in the last 2 half innings. And she's retired her last 6. Excuse me, her last 7. Shout out to the tax man, Robert Sheffield. Love you, Robert. Making me sound crystal clear in the booth. Also, thank you to our listeners for joining us here on a beautiful night for softball. This is Winter Go Home. And this is why we love sports, because anything can happen. 0-0 delivery. Looked on for ball one is leadoff hitter Shelby Blake. Now at the dish. Reached on a bunt single back in the first, stole a base, but then was stranded in the first. Then had a 2 RBI stand-up double back in the second. She was then stranded at third back in the second inning. And she looks at strike one. She was looking to slap a hit down the third base line. Didn't like what she saw. And she watched strike one go by. 1-1 delivery. To Shelby Blake. Lays down a bunt, fouls off into the netting. And now Lindy Weber works ahead at 1-2. One-two delivery. Ooh, just misses on the inside corner. Count now even at 2. Could have been punch out number 6 for Lindy Weber. Instead, it's ball 2. Now Shelby Blake's even in the count. Pitch on its way. It's line. Deep left field. Alliant Eitan retreating backwards. She has been a brick wall in left field, and she records out number 1. Alia had a couple errors last game. That's a way to bounce back. She's had 3 or 4 balls hit her way. She's caught 2 of them. Hasn't let any get past her, and she's got the only hit offensively for Fulton. As the junior left fielder's having a great game for the Lady Falcons, she records out number 1 and steps Dakota Large. Thought about bunting. Pulled it back in time for ball 1. That's now 8 hitters in a row that have been retired from Lindy Weber. 1-0 delivery. Misses just high. Questionable zone from Old Blue, but... No, I'm not going to say that. Good call, Blue. Good call. 2-0. Got a little flustered there. Sorry. 2-0 delivery. There we go. Strike one looked at by Dakota Large. One out, nobody on. Score is Gibbs 3, Fulton nothing here in the bottom of the fifth inning. As Fulton defensively has been sharp as they come, as Dakota Large lays down a bunt, just gets under it, and she pops out to the pitcher, Lindy Weber, who only had to move a couple steps to her left to record out number two of the inning. And in steps Bree Bumgarner, the third baseman. Bree, last inning defensively, had all three assists. As all three balls were hit to her, she threw it over to Addison Merritt. So she essentially retired the side as that one's fouled off behind home plate. Alexis Cooper throws off her mask, and that's in time. Wow. I thought I was going to hit the netting. That's a great acrobatic play from Alexis Cooper, and that's out number three. 10 batters in a row from Lindy Weber have been retired, and we move to the top of the sixth. Score still remains Gibbs 3, Fulton nothing. This is Fulton softball, 91.1 WKCS, Knoxville. We're back here at Gibbs High School. Zachary and Mitchell Field as we are moving to the top of the sixth inning. Your score is Gibbs 3, Fulton nothing. Only one combined hit for Fulton, and that came in the form of Aliyah Knighton back in the third inning. Who's leading things off for Fulton here? Aliyah Knighton. She will try to be the spark. She has been defensively for Fulton. Had a couple balls hit her way. A couple difficult balls to field, I might add. She made them look effortless. As Gibbs holds the lead through five. 3-0 is kind of like the rubber match pitcher's duel that we had against Alcoa last Wednesday. Cassa Arnold from Alcoa had 16 strikeouts against us, and Lindy Weber had 10 of her own. And you want to talk about a pitcher's duel, only three combined hits. Alcoa won that game 2-1. Similar game thus far. And Aliyah Knighton to lead things off here. She bloops one to the second baseman, Emma Keck. Looked at it first. Abby Buckner was going to corral it, but Emma Keck called her off. And that'll be out number one. Here in the top of the sixth inning. Renee Howell, the designated player, nine-hole hitter, steps in. Fouls one off into the netting for strike one. She struck out back in the third. She tries to avoid going over two this evening. Pitches inside, misses inside. And the count's now even at one. Abby Buckner with a drop ball gets Renee Howell swinging for strike two. She works ahead at 1-2. Pitch is swung on and missed. Renee Howell did not know that the catcher Watts couldn't corral it. She doesn't make an effort to run down to first base, as that'll be strikeout number six for Abby Buckner on the evening. Second out of the inning as we move to the top of the order. Aaliyah Martin 0-2 on the evening. Two strikeouts. And she's getting a little pep talk from head coach Ryan Cochran. One of the two seniors on this squad, her and Cassie Vaughn, trying to avoid elimination and prolong their senior seasons. As Martin looks at strike one. Excuse me, ball one. Up in the zone. Fulton holding their own against the state power Gibbs High School. Scores only 3-0. And I believe if you ask the experts, that were not associated with Fulton High School, you'd say this one would be done already. But that just shows you Ryan Cochran and Jeremy Gills and these ladies, excuse me, because it's the ladies that are playing these games. It shows their hard work and determination to get here. 20-10 on the season. And they are going toe for toe, excuse me, tit for tat against the Gibbs Lady Eagles. As Aaliyah Martin battling here, counts even at two. Two out, nobody on. Here in the top of the sixth inning. Again, thank you for joining us here on Falcon Radio for this region semifinal. Aaliyah Martin pops one up to Emma Keck, second baseman. That'll be out number three as the Fulton Bats cannot get going here in the top of the sixth. Three up, three down as we move to the bottom of the sixth. Score remains Gibbs 3, Fulton nothing. This is Fulton softball, 91.1 WKCS, Knoxville. We're back here at Zachary and Mitchell Field on the grounds of Gibbs High School. Your Lady Falcons trail the Gibbs Lady Eagles by a score of 3-0 as we are in the bottom of the sixth inning. Due up for the Gibbs Lady Eagles. It'll be cleanup hitter, center fielder Gracie Palmer, second baseman Emma Keck, and the designated player Bridget Scully. Lindy Weber has retired her last 10 batters that she has faced. She's dealing, as we call it. As we mentioned before the break, Fulton holding their own against the 10-time state champion Gibbs Lady Eagles. Gibbs, their last state title came in 2017 when they defeated Powell by a score of 7-5. Speaking of Powell, baseball, they are leading Harden Valley Academy in a region semifinal game in AAA by a score of 2-1. We had a couple scores go final. The winner of this game will face Union County in the region championship game as Union County defeated Alcoa in softball by a score of 4-2. Lindy Weber starts her out with a fastball. It's hit to center field. Aaliyah Martin, sprints in from center field, makes a diving catch. What a play from the senior. Aaliyah Martin. That was guaranteed extra bases if it got down. But Leah Martin, you think she wants to go home this evening? Think again. She gets out number one. In steps Emma Keck, checks her swing, but old Blue says she went around. For strike one. Emma Keck swings and misses just under that one for strike two. O-2 delivery to Emma Keck. Swing on and missed. Filthy, filthy Miss Weber. Give him a chance. She's retired her last 12. Bridget Scully, the DP, now up. Reached on an error back in the second, came around to score, then popped up to the first baseman, Savannah Brown, back in the third. As the pitch just misses on the inside corner for ball one. So we've got two outs, nobody on, 1-0 count to Bridget Scully, who watches ball two. That's too high. Score is 3-0 in favor of Gibbs as we're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Fulton trying to punch their ticket to a state sectional game. Defense has been there as Scully looks at strike one. As we were saying, defense has been there. However, Fulton only combining for one hit. That's kind of been the story this postseason. Their defense has been phenomenal, but they've struggled to get the bats going sometimes as that one's popped up to center fielder Aaliyah Martin. She calls everybody off, and she will record out number three. So three up, three down. As Aaliyah Martin records the third out of the inning as we move to the top of the seventh. Last chance, last three outs coming up for your Fulton Lady Falcons. And it's who you want up. It's Alexis Cooper, Mackenzie Martin, and Lindy Weber. Due up in the top of the seventh. Your score remains Gibbs 3, Fulton nothing. This is Fulton softball, 91.1 WKCS, Knoxville. Final three outs are due up here as Fulton trails Gibbs 3-0 here in this Region 2 semifinal game. Due up is Alexis Cooper, the two-hole hitter, Mackenzie Martin, three-hole hitter, and Lindy Weber, your cleanup hitter, the heart of your lineup. And that's who you want up for your last three outs here in the top of the seventh. Just final in Region 2 AA baseball. Gibbs defeated Alcoa by a score of 4-0. They will most likely face Pigeon Forge on Wednesday for the Region 2 AA baseball championship. As Alexis Cooper gets some words of encouragement from Coach Brian Cochran. And the final three outs are due up here as Fulton trails Gibbs 3-0, top of the seventh. Alexis Cooper looks at ball one in the dirt. Only one hit for this Fulton batting lineup that came via Elijah Knighton back in the third. Everybody else has not reached. As Alexis Cooper rips one right to Abby Buckner. And that'll be out number one as Abby Buckner threw her glove at it. She's able to corral it, throw it over to Addison Merritt for out number one. And in steps Mackenzie Martin. With one out, nobody on. Fulton in desperation mode as they trail Gibbs 3-0 here. Strike one is looked at. Just catches the outside corner. And the junior shortstop. All tournament and all district selection. Mackenzie Martin digs in. She chops one foul down the third base line. And she now falls behind 0-2, looking to protect. Looking to put a ball in play here. As the bats have been cold thus far for Fulton. One out, nobody on. Mackenzie Martin at the dish. And your Fulton Lady Falcons trail the Gibbs Lady Eagles by a score of 3-0. Pitch just misses on the outside corner. Mackenzie Martin stays alive, trying to work her way back in this count. Score just went final. Region 2 AAA baseball. Powell defeats Harden Valley by a score of 2-1. As the 1-2 delivery to Martin is looked at for ball two. And now she's worked herself even at two. As the pitch is on its way. Misses high. Count runs full. Mackenzie Martin making her work for it. As the region finals in AAA baseball and softball will be Powell and Farragut on Wednesday. Both of those games will be at Farragut. But we're focused on a Fulton comeback here. Full count. That'll be a walk. Just the second base runner to reach here for the Fulton Lady Falcons. As in steps the cleanup hitter, the pitcher, junior Lindy Weber. Trying to propel these Lady Falcons to an upset win here in the Region 2 semifinal game. 3-0 your score in favor of Gibbs High School. Lindy Weber looks at strike one. Just over the heart of the plate, Mackenzie Martin still at first. Thought about stealing, but with Madison Watts behind the plate, she thought twice. 0-1 delivery. Popped up out of play. And it falls harmlessly to the ground. And she falls behind 0-2, looking to protect here. As there's one out, Mackenzie Martin on first. Gibbs leads Fulton here in the top of the seventh. As Fulton down to their last two outs, Gibbs leads 3-0 here. 0-2 delivery. Chopped foul. And Lindy Weber's battling here. Abby Buckner on the night. Six total strikeouts. She's only allowed one hit. And only two base runners have been allowed by Miss Abby Buckner. And she's been dealing here for the Lady Eagles. Winner to face Union County on Wednesday. Loser goes home. 0-2 delivery. Lindy Weber stays alive again. Fouls one out of play. And it's 0-2 with one out. Mackenzie Martin on first. Lindy Weber battling here, down 0-2 in this count. She chops one, foul again. Now the sixth pitch of the AB coming up here. Count is still 0-2 in favor of the pitcher, Abby Buckner, for Gibbs. And Gibbs still has a lead by score of 3-0 here in the top of the seventh as Fulton is down to the last two outs. Pitch just misses. Crowd in disbelief as they wanted that one called strike three, but it misses. Low and away for ball one. Lindy Weber trying to work herself back in this count. 1-2 delivery. Lifted. Deep left center field. Dakota Large is under it. Back at the warning track, Dakota Large corrals it for out number two. That's great contact by Lindy Weber. Dakota Large kept going back and back and back. She finally settled under it. Back at the warning track, she records out number two. Mackenzie Martin will retreat back to first base and Fulton down to their last out with Chloe Brown at the dish. Two outs. Mackenzie Martin on first. Chloe Brown grounded out to first in the second inning as she grounds one to the shortstop. Blake, she throws it over to Addison Merritt. Out number three. As this season will come to an end for your Fulton Lady Falcons, Gibbs High School will move on to the region championship game as they win this one by score of 3-0 here in the Region 2 AA semifinal softball game. As we will take a little break here and come back with the final stats as we try to commemorate and honor these Lady Falcons on a great year. And they battled. They went tit for tat against the Lady Eagles, losing this one 3-0. Final score, Gibbs 3, Fulton nothing. This is Fulton softball. We'll be right back after this. 91.1 WKCS Knoxville. We are back here at Zachary and Mitchell Field on the grounds of Gibbs High School. This one just went final here. Gibbs High School defeating your Fulton Lady Falcons by a score of 3-0. We look at Lindy Weber's night in the circle for Fulton. She recorded 6 strikeouts. Only allowed 3 hits, only allowed 3 runs, and 2 of which were earned. As the defense was going tonight for the Lady Falcons, however, the bats remained cold all night as they only combined for 1 hit, 2 base runners. As the pitcher, Abby Buckner, threw 6 strikeouts, and as we said, only allowed 1 hit, no runs. As this one goes final by score of 3-0 in favor of the Gibbs Lady Eagles. They will face Union County Wednesday night here at Zachary and Mitchell Field. Not sure of the time on that one. But that will be for the Region 2 AA championship game. Also, the winner of that game will have a home sectional game. Loser will have to travel to, I assume, Greenville or Claiborne. Not entirely sure. As the reason we wanted to do this game was not only to see an upset against the Gibbs Lady Eagles, Fulton just fell short of that tonight, but we wanted to commemorate this wonderful year that the Fulton softball team has had. With this loss tonight, that'll run their win total and their overall record to 20-11 on the season. As Brian Cochran, in his first full year, his first year was last year, however, it was cut short due to COVID. His first full year gets these girls to buy in as they are district runner-ups, make it to the region semifinal game, and they go toe-to-toe with the 10-time state champion Gibbs Lady Eagles. Had their chances, however, much like the Alcoa game last Wednesday, they missed a couple of those opportunities, and Gibbs made us pay, and they won this game in a rubber match by score of 3-0. We won't bother with an interview from Coach Brian Cochran as we're about to send this one home, send it back to the classics here. But it's also great as we talk about this, I was talking about this before we went on the air this evening with Russell Mays and everyone else around Fulton High School. It's awful great when you have a sport other than basketball and football at Fulton High School that gets recognized. As basketball and football are your two prominent sports at Fulton High School, and when you think of the Fulton Falcons, you think of basketball and football. But now, Coach Brian Cochran and Coach Jeremy Gill, in just their second year here at Fulton High School, they have everyone believing in Fulton softball as they try to make a name for themselves in the future. And they will do just that, as they only graduate two seniors. Those two seniors are number 42, Aaliyah Martin, and number 7, Cassie Vaughn. Aaliyah Martin will be signing with Johnson University this Thursday, May 20th, at 3:45 p.m. in the team room of Fulton High School. So congratulations to Aaliyah Martin. She wanted to prolong her season tonight with at least two more games, but she falls just short. But she will be continuing her academic and athletic career at Johnson University. Go Royals! As her senior year campaign will draw to a close, as well as Cassie Vaughn. Her senior year will draw to a close. And they battle through every 4 years. Their sophomore year, they were in the same situation, district runner-up and facing Gibbs in the region semifinal game. They lost that game 10-0. But all 4 years, even last year, they battled through adversity as their junior year was cut short. And their senior year, they didn't know if they were going to play, as there were talks of canceling the spring athletic seasons. But they battled through, as did all of these girls. As we say a thank you to Coach Brian Cochran and his girls, we'll name them off here. Why not? They deserve it. Aaliyah Martin, the senior, will graduate, move on to Johnson University. The junior, Alexis Cooper. The junior, Mackenzie Martin. The junior, Lindy Weber. Chloe Brown, Savannah Brown, Cassie Vaughn, Aliyah Knighton, Renee Howell, Angela Gunter, Drea Peebles, China McNair, Michaela Rangend. Sorry, this is not my handwriting. I cannot pronounce your last name. And Ella Burge, we thank you for your sacrifice and your success this season. As your season comes to a close here, thank you for letting us be along for the ride. As we'll send it back to the classics here, we'll send it back to the tax man. But first, thank you to Russell Mays for allowing us to call this game tonight. Thank you to Gibbs High School for being a wonderful host. We'll send it off with this. Good night, Reagan. Good night, Anderson. Hope you had a wonderful day at school. This one goes final. The Gibbs Lady Eagles defeat the Fulton Lady Falcons by a score of 3-0. Fulton season draws to a close as they had a good one, finishing up this year with a record of 20-11. And a lot of momentum going into next year. We'll send it back to the tax man, Robert Sheffield. Robert, thank you for making me sound crystal clear in the booth. We'll have you send it back to the classics here as this one goes final at Zachary and Mitchell Field. Your final score, 3-0. Gibbs over Fulton. This is 91.1 at WKCS Knoxville. Tommy Sweat saying so long and good night.